This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Hi, how are you? It's Simon Smart for Life and Faith. This week I'm talking with Cara Martin. Hi, Cara.
Greetings.
Cara, we've been talking about the connections between work and faith. I know that some people talk about a calling, and I want to talk about this today. They often think of calling as being significant to something like, they might feel called to be an artist or a musician or a surgeon or whatever it might be. Is that the sort of thing you think of when you think of calling?
Yeah, it is. I think, though, that sometimes people don't think about what the basis of that word is, where it comes from. And some of the most ancient literature available in the Bible, there's a sense of that calling happening right from the beginning. And there are three dimensions that are referred to in that calling. We are called to belong, we're called to be, and we are called to do. But calling always has its basis in relationships, and we might have lost a bit of a sense of that.
It is a very deeply Christian phenomenon, isn't it? This concept of being called to something, and it implies that you're called by someone, right?
Absolutely. Yeah. Called by the Creator who created us for a special purpose, who gave us the gifts that we needed to actually, and the talents and the abilities to do that thing.
In your mind, when we talk about vocation or calling, that word, what are we being called towards?
Yeah, we're called, first of all, to belong. And I think there's an aspect of this that we've lost a little bit in our very individualistic society. But whenever there is a calling in the Bible, in the Old Testament literature, it's always to belong to a group of people, the people who were brought into being, who were brought together by God. And in the same sense, I think we're called to belong to a community, and we should look for communities and opportunities to build community around us.
I never forget the answer Stanley Hauerwas, who we did an interview at the Centre for Public Christianity with him. He's a theologian in America. We asked him about the shape of community that people are called to, and he said, we're called into a community that, in his mind, is to worship God, and that the community has a job to do, and that job is to show people that God has not abandoned us. I thought that was a really beautiful way of saying that, that God hasn't abandoned us, and the community of people who can express that to others is a powerful notion, isn't it?
Absolutely, and that's very, very important. And I think even if we break that down into our working relationships, we can do that individually in our as we go and form relationships, we can communicate that as well.
I want to ask you, who are we called to be?
I think we are called to be the people that we were created to be as part of that community, that we've got amazing gifts and abilities and talents and possibilities, and we just need help sometimes to discover what those are.
Right at the heart of this notion of calling is the idea that you're called as an individual, as in you're a unique person with a particular, God's wired you up a certain way, you've got unique talents and interests and abilities. It's a really affirming thing, isn't it, in terms of feeling like a valued person. Hugh McKay, in his book, where he says 10 desires that drive us, one of them was the desire to be useful, which I felt like was a bit of a reflection of this sort of idea of vocation, that we feel like we want to be useful, not only in those sort of obvious work type ways. I mean, it's a crushing thing to be unemployed, for instance. So I think there's a connection there. But also more than that, like useful, among communities and friends and our families, and thought of as sort of a significant individual.
Absolutely. And I think that often we can have different sorts of callings in different places and to do different things. And so we're not dependent for our identity or our security on just the one thing. So I think people, in searching to be useful, often just put themselves completely into work and lose themselves in work.
What about what we're called to do? Do you have a sense of it?
Well, I think this is that aspect of being called actually to do a few different things. But I think primarily we've got to see our calling in terms of a big picture, that we're all called to be part of this world, to keep it functioning. And there may be specific tasks that we do within that, but they may be things that last for a little while, or maybe there's sometimes things that last people a whole lifetime. They spend a whole lifetime fulfilling their calling. But often there are things that we do at a specific time, a specific place, that is just the right thing, and we know when that happens. Like, we just have that sense, yep, this was meant to be. This is really working well.
Well, it's a powerful notion, this idea of calling, isn't it? I'd like to explore this a bit further. This week, we're looking at the connection between faith and work. Thanks a lot, Cara.
Great.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 1032's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.